Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control.
Hey, Matt, you want to get started in here or what? He's going, hello. How are you, everyone? And you are tuning into the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad. It's Friday. Just take a deep breath, right? You look sleepy again, Prudence.
No, I can't be sleepy. God. I slept so much yesterday.
Oh, my God. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
We have Prudence Gensman, Mindset Reset. Did I get it?
You got
all
it.
All right. And I'm so excited. I have a new friend, and I'm really excited about what you're doing. And we have Amelia Marie here. And your benefit is Come On Mom, right?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Kim. It is Come On Mom, and we are doing a big benefit this weekend at Sugar Beets Nightclub.
Great. I know. There's so many fun things to do this weekend. I'm so excited. We are going to be talking with Michael John from Simi Valley Blues Festival, and I will be there all day long in the day, and then with you at night. I'm really excited to have this. There's so many great causes out there. That's what it's all about, and really that's what my show is all about here, is adding value every day in every way. And it's all positive talk. If, you know, there's so many things in the news today that, you know, kind of just, you know, even if you're on the fence and you're borderline feeling good, and then all of a sudden you hear all the things that are out there, not to take those lightly, but to learn from how we can make our life better every day in every way. And I am here every day, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, and then again from 1 to 2, to talk about all the things that we can do to make our lives easier and better and positive. And so I love what you're doing, Amelia. We'll talk a little bit further about that. We've got Great. Matt on our board. Matt, you look like you got some sleep.
Kind of.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Are you ready for this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Got any plans?
Oh, yeah. Family coming down. So we have some barbecue.
A barbecue.
Oh, I'm always barbecuing.
I know. I love barbecue. I'm over there. What are you barbecuing?
Just, you know, carne asada, some chicken, and then I was on my girlfriend's side. Her mom makes some great salsa. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, you got to share the salsa with me. I'm like a salsa.
That.
I love, you know, that's just something that if you have good salsa, I made a tri-tip in a pot, in a crock pot the other day, and I had bought a bunch of chips and salsa. Of course, I was taking them to a party, and then they're like, no, we have so much, take it home. I'm like, are you sure? Anyways, I dumped it in the tri-tip. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
I'm going to have to do that.
I'm telling you, it's so easy because I left for the whole day, dumped it in there, a tiny little bit of water to, you know, make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom, and then it all separated, and we put it in tortillas, and
oh my God,
it was good. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at both of you. Okay, all of you, you know. But anyways, that's what we talk about here, is just, you know, anything that can really give life to our life and make it better. And so I'm really excited. I want to let you know all the things and all the ways that you can get in touch with us here. Definitely my website, kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen live there and stream us. And I have listeners from all over, so that is a definite way. Also, tune in radio. Any of your smartphones, you can tune us in right there and save us and record it. Also, I'm on iTunes now, so definitely download it. I'm all about getting exercise and getting out there to feel better. So those are a bunch of different ways right there. Also, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ. And if you live here out in amazing Ventura, there's so many things to do out here. It's really, I was just, you know, I was listening to Tom downstairs. They got, the Ventura Comedy Hour or the Comedy Harbor. And there's never a dull moment. And, you know, it's like last night I went to a couple networking things. Amazing people out here. I'm telling you, I want to do a shout out to Kathy and all her friends out there. at all of the seniors living out here. So we have to be grateful and gratitude instead of satitude. That's what it's all about.
And it looks like it will be sunny and beautiful and not a cloud in the sky.
I'm telling you, it's a great weekend
to be out.
It is. So the Blues Festival. Also, we've got Canale Valley Days coming up. I'm telling you, I could keep you busy for the whole
rest of the season.
It is, yay, right out here. So anyways, I want to give you our phone number here at 805-639-0008 so that you can call in and find out about tickets for the Simi Valley Blues Festival. It is the 7th annual Simi Valley Blues Festival. It's an amazing hummingbird park out there, and the ranch out there. Oh, it's beautiful. It's like an amazing, and it's so funny. It's like stuck away, but it's huge and beautiful out there. So I definitely recommend probably great music, great fun, great people. It's all about getting out there. And if you're one of those people that maybe don't make it out of the house too often, these are some really good places to go. So now that I'm all hyped, right? What do you guys have? What do you have planned for this weekend?
Well, actually, I don't have a lot of plans for the weekend, mostly writing and doing some spring cleaning and maybe getting away for a date night or something.
Date night.
Yeah. Often I have so many things planned for the weekend that sometimes I like to have nothing planned to try and get things done.
Well, you'll have to check out the Blues Festival.
I might have to do
that. That's probably just a nice place to kick back and listen to some music. So anyways, I want to welcome all of you. And if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Amelia, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey, and then I believe our next guest will be on.
Okay. Well, I am the CEO and founder of Almarie, which is a women's fashion label, and I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called Come On Mom. And what we do is we buy prosthetic bras for women who have undergone mastectomies. So the core of my organization is to really fight the aftermath of breast cancer, the very unspoken aftermath. And that's what we do at Come On Mom, and what the women's fashion label feeds into is really promoting self-esteem and just women feeling good about who they are.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're destroyed, in a moment of a phone call or a doctor's, right? And, it's interesting. We were at a meeting, which also I want to remind everybody that we have financial women
and wealth.
Yes, thank you. We put that together. Women and Wealth, and that is May 22nd, and it is by invitation only. So I would love to get your name in on that. And in fact, Amelia, that would be a really great place for you to come to.
I look forward to it.
It's all about really, not only money, but just wealth in who we are as women. And sorry, guys, this is one time. It's just for women. So I do want to open up my lines for that, 805-639-0008, so that you can get, that is going to be in Westlake at 6:30, and
it is by invitation only, so please call us with your email address and information so we can get you that invitation.
There you go. And I know you're going to be giving something away too, right?
So we're going to be giving a pair of tickets to our fashion show benefit this weekend, and that's a value of $80 right there.
Nice.
Plus, and we have lots of sponsors, different hair salons and makeup products, because we do have our own makeup line with Almarie. So
I know, and I've used it. It's really nice. I really like it. So definitely. So what a fun night. Now, so tell us a little bit more of what we're going to find tonight. Or Saturday night, rather.
Saturday night. What you will find is an amazing dinner by Sugar Beets, obviously. And Almarie, we started Almarie about 2 years ago with our crystal bra collection. And it's very exclusive. So you're going to be able to see some of the amazing creations that we've come up with. And we'll do a full-out fashion show. So if you've never been to a fashion show, here's your chance. And it's very local, which is great. And you'll be able to meet and interact with some of the women that Come On Mom has already helped. And they're just so grateful to our organization for really giving them back that self-esteem. So we'll be able to talk a little bit more about what we're doing in our community.
Right.
So it's just a great event.
And you know what we'll do is we're going to take a really quick break. But when I come back, I want to find out what was your inspiration for putting this together, because I know it, but I want you to share it with so many others, because I really think that that's the knowledge that we need to share, and that's what this is all about. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll be right back. Again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Yes, I get a good feeling about this weekend. And you're right. It's so crazy. It's been raining in the night. And I thought, uh-oh, you know, my son's actually racing. And we got the Blues Festival coming up. And I thought, oh, God, what are we doing? But no, we are good to go. I think it's going to be an amazing time out there. So I know we have Michael John. Michael, are you there?
Yes, how are you, Kim?
I'm good. Did I wake you?
Actually, I'm up here at the ranch right now. We're setting up, and it is an absolute beautiful day, and it's going to be awesome tomorrow.
I can't wait. All right.
We have to thank Mother Nature for sure.
Isn't that how it all? I mean, really, you know what? But you just pray for what's going to be, and it is. So.
Oh yeah.
Tell everybody about what we're going to find there, and I'm really excited for anybody that's just tuning in right now. We are talking to Michael John. And you are part of the Simi Valley Blues Festival, correct? And this is our 7th annual.
Correct. I am the founder. The first one was actually held in my backyard. So we've grown quite a bit. Tomorrow, we've got an amazing lineup of actually three headliners. We've got Walter Trout, Curtis Delgado, and Tommy Castro. One thing that I've always wanted to do since the beginning of the festival is they're at the point where I'm opening up the festival and everybody behind me are touring acts, and this year that's going to happen. People can go on the website at simiblues.org and get more information about the festival, and they can still purchase tickets online as well.
Oh, great. Okay. And what is that?
The website is simiblues.org.
Okay.
The gates open up at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The music starts at 11:40.
Okay.
We have what's also included in the price is also a big kids area. So this is definitely a family event. We encourage everybody to come out and be a part, be supportive of our charities. We our number one charity is the American Diabetes Association. And along with the Kiwanis Club of Simi Valley, with the community charity project that they work with, together we were able to make some substantial money to make a difference in people's lives, and that's what we're really, really excited about.
Very cool.
Now, what else will you find there? Is there food booths or other information booths?
Yeah, you know, we have probably over 25 different craft vendors and a large amount of food vendors. We have barbecue to Mexican food, and we just cover the gamut. So there's a little bit of flavor for everybody that comes on up.
Very
plenty
cool.
of drinks, plenty of water. What I would recommend, we do have shade at the event, but it's over by the food area so they can get out of the sun. But I would recommend everybody bring in some sunblock and wearing some hats and get ready to have a good time.
That's great. That's great. What was I going to say? What is the cost if they don't win them on my show?
Well, if they don't win them on your show, the cost online is $25.
Okay.
And at the gate, it's $30.
Okay. Okay, great. And a perfect day. I mean, really. So do they bring their blankets,
yes.
or is that what it's like? Is that what we're doing?
I'm sorry?
Do you bring blankets out there? Or, you know, I know there's a lot of grass area.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks. Bring blankets, low back chairs. If you don't have low back chairs, you can bring the high ones, but you have to sit further to the back or off to the side so you're not blocking the view of others.
So it's just going to be a kickback day. All right.
It's going to be amazing. I am so excited. And, you know, we were actually featured in the Ventura County Star Timeout session on the front page.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Story. So, yeah, thank you. We are just so excited, and we're so excited about our sponsors. Everybody's just been so supportive in order to make this happen. And the volunteers, everybody that works with this event, our volunteers, and just amazing group of people.
So, Michael,
outstanding job.
Michael, I'm curious, what drove you to start doing this? This is your seventh year. You said the first one was in your backyard. What put that spark in you to say, let's put this event on to raise money for others?
Well, you know, Kim, interesting enough, my blues band, Michael John, the Bottom Line, I have been playing music pretty much all my life. And throughout the years, I was able to establish some great contacts and great friends. And with these contacts I figured, you know what, I can call a few favors the first year and have little to no cost to pull this event off with sponsors and all my musician friends. And that's how it happened, basically. We did not have to show out any money. All my musician friends showed up, and they all donated a set of their music, and we were off and running. The festival has never, ever lost money. And the very first year, we were able to give a substantial check to the American Center, as well as the free clinic in Simi Valley.
Wow, what a great... See, I just love standing behind all that. You know, to me, it's a win-win. Everybody, you know, especially you get great music, but then, you know, you're doing a great deed by being there. So
yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, and also, and it's folks like you and your radio show that really make a difference, too, because your listeners that jump on board and get behind this, or what you get behind, so... We can't thank you enough, too, Kim.
You got it. Well, I can't wait to be there. And what I'm going to do is open up the lines right now, and let's give a set of tickets away at 805-639-0008. That is the 7th Annual Simi Valley Blues Festival and over at the Hummingbird Ranch. So I love to have you out there. All right. Well, that was Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, any last tips? Definitely sunblock, because it's going to be beautiful out there.
Yes. I just want to mention about the parking.
Yes.
Hummingbird Death Ranch is an absolute beautiful place. If you've never been here, your jaw's going to drop. We have parking down below the ranch, right off of Cooner.
Okay.
That parking is $5, and there's buses that will be shoveling people up. If you want to park for free, you can park at Simi High School. There will be buses at Simi High School that will be bringing people up. And then we also have preferred parking up at the ranch, where it's just adjacent to the concert arena, so that you can come up here for preferred parking.
Perfect. Well. Perfect. All right. Well, I will be out there, and I hope all my listeners will join us. It's a great cause, great music, and great people. So thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. We really appreciate your support.
You got it. All right.
All right.
All right, you have a great day, and keep working to get it all together, right?
Thank you so much.
All right.
It's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun.
That's it. All right. So... All right. Well, gosh, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. And I've got Amelia Marie. I got Matt on our board. Our phone number is 805-639-0008. And we welcome your phone calls. And, you know, what I was going to say is we were in a meeting last night, and there was a lady there that actually she chose to have her, you know,
a mastectomy.
Yeah, mastectomy. Because she, her grandmother and her mother, and I know this is kind of along the line of why you started this. And so she said, you know what? I mean, she has a better chance than the person walking down the street. And we all need to look at that and really, you know, as women, as well as men, right? Because it is becoming more prevalent for men, of how to take care of ourselves. So, Amelia, tell us a little bit why you started your organization.
I started my organization because in 1993, my grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she unfortunately did pass away and succumbed to her
disease.
Sorry
to hear that, yeah.
Thank you. But she would have survived so many doctors and family members say if she would have went through with the mastectomy. But because of her fears of self-image, she didn't go through with it. So it's always been a battle of that surgery is if she would have done it, she would be here today. In 2005, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. So when we heard the news, it was ultimately,
come on, Mom.
Come on, the kiss of death, because that's what we had experienced through the disease.
Right.
Because you don't look into the medicine of breast cancer unless you're going through
right
the process.
And you know what? I admire you because, and I admire your mom because sometimes we are, and that's what I talk about on my show, is we're learned. We do the same thing that we, you know, we thought our parents were doing. We thought our family was the right way. And we change. You change the direction.
That's all what mindset reset's all about.
That
is re-changing that direction.
Yeah. And so we talk about that a lot on here of really there is other ways. And, you know, and that's why I bring different people on my show to talk about their journey so that they can say, wow, that resonates with me. I want to go down that path. And I didn't even know that path was around. And so that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
So I thank you for being here. So tell us, so what happened with
your
mom?
When we found out about her diagnosis, we were very scared. And the first thing that came to her mind was, if they need to do the surgery, they need to do the surgery. Because there was so many regrets from her mother-in-law who didn't do it. And fortunately, she went through everything, and she's here with us today.
Thank God, yeah.
Yes, we're very, very blessed. But through her journey, it was so difficult for her, having seen her mother-in-law go through so much. I remember one night, we were all in our living room, and she came out of her room, and she was really hysterical. It was after one of her first treatments, and she was crying, and I have my dad and my brother was sitting on the couch. And the first thing they do is break into tears, strong, big men breaking into tears with my mom. I looked at her and I walked her to her room and I go, you need to cry. Go ahead and cry. And it was about 15 minutes. So we just sat there and cried because I think that's a really great release for somebody who's going through something like that. And I looked at her and I said, okay, now you need to stop crying. Because I'm going to tell you, you can cry 15 minutes a day whenever you want, but for 23 hours and 45 minutes of the day, you need to fight and you need to win. Come
I
on,
love
Mom.
That. And yes. Really, you know what? Again, that's why I really think that when I met you, I was like, oh my God, I want to get on this bandwagon. Because that is what I tell all of us is we have so much life ahead of us. And you know what? Every day you wake up, it's a gift. And yes, there are going to be, you know, balls that hit us in the face, but how do we dodge them and how do we keep going? And that's what I want to do. That's why I show up here every day as a hair therapist, a master trainer, of telling women and men that it's okay. It's okay. Keep going on. You have to have a support system behind you, and you need to find people that can fight with you and that believe in what you're doing. So I love it. And so now you put together this organization, right?
I did. I put together the organization of Come On Mom, because through my mom's journey, it was always, come on, Mom, you have to win your battle, which is something really fun that came out of her disease.
Right.
So we came up with this organization to help provide these prosthetic bras for women who have undergone mastectomies.
And they are beautiful. And I'm telling you. Well, in fact, I should open up my box
We
here.
Do some pretty great things with them as well. We make them look like some great lingerie. And to really let men know that this is okay and that this does happen and create that awareness.
So you actually took your passion of design and created your company called All Marie, correct? And through your company and through your design, you actually then give money to the nonprofit of Come On Mom, correct?
That is correct, yes. Everything from allmarie.com donates directly into Come On Mom. And that was the whole purpose of creating a company. There's so many brands out there. How could you possibly compete? But to do something for the better good of women was our true goal.
And again, you know, it's all about looking good, feeling good, and doing good. And, you know, I think we nailed all three of them right there. So I really like that. So, of course, Saturday night, after I get done from the Blues Festival, right, is, and that's, I tell you, the fun just keeps coming. Where is it going to be, and what are we going to find?
It's going to be in downtown Oxnard at Sugar Beets Restaurant and Bar. You will be able to come and mix and mingle with us. If you can't sit down and have dinner, come mix and mingle for a 5 to 6 cocktail hour. Proceeds of your, you know, of your drinks will go to Come On Mom. But if you want to join us for the whole night, you can. And it starts at 6 p.m. with a great dinner from Sugar Beets. It's a 4-star restaurant. And we're going to be doing a great fashion show full of fun and just love for the women of Come On Mom. And then after that, we're going to have an amazing after party with DJ Divine, who puts this great event on every last Saturday of the month, and it's just going to be so much fun. So if you've never been to anything in the fashion industry or a great after party, you can actually do it here in Ventura County at Sugar Beets this Saturday.
And that is in Oxnard, right?
That is.
It's right over by the movie theater?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And a great place over there. I've never been, but I've driven by it, and I get all these invitations from Divine. And just, I know there's a lot of things happening over there, so I can't wait to go and do it. And what are we going to be eating? It's always good to know.
You are going to have a selection of some different entrees to be eating, and I'm actually not quite sure. I left that
so
up to the restaurant.
So do they have beets? Is that what, I mean, are they, is that their specialty? Just curious.
You know what? That is a good question.
You know, they were at Casa Pacifica when I was there last year, and I saw them, and they have an amazing food. But I just thought, I wonder how they got that name. Because I love beets.
Do you like beets? I do.
Do you like beets?
Yeah, they're okay. I just grew up with them. So
see,
it wasn't really
I've been growing
thing.
Them in my yard, and they're amazing. They're really good. So, anyways.
Well, I would love to know, because this is, now I'm putting words in your mouth, I guess. Is this your passion? Have you always wanted to design and create, or did it come because of your mom's experience and then you kind of design fell into your lap? How did that happen?
Oh, goodness, my poor mom. When I was around 4 years old, I would go into her closet, get dresses with sparkles on them.
So you've
and
always
cut
been
them.
A sparkle queen.
Yes.
Okay.
I would cut her sheets and cut her dresses.
Wow.
And put them together and tie them because I wasn't allowed to use a needle or a needle and thread. So I would actually cut her clothes to design things with. And so that it's always been a passion. And nice. I actually have some designs from when I was like 5 years old. And I'm like, I'm going to be a designer one day. So, you know, with lots of hard work.
So, and you said you design lingerie, but you also have sportswear.
Yeah, tell us about the sportswear.
And makeup.
Our sportswear is very fun. Everything with All Marie has crystals on it because as women, we love the
and,
bling.
And you can't see her right now, but I know you're pointing to me because
no,
I'm the same way.
No, I was pointing to have you pull her up on the website. I wanted to see.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got crystals on right now. I know, Matt, we had a question.
Yeah, we had a caller call, and I wish I could have got her on the line. She was in and out, but she said, I guess in Oxnard, there used to be a sugar beet factory.
Oh, really?
So, I'm guessing that's where it came from. She's like, She just mentioned that real quick. She said, I got to go. Click.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
Like, oh,
thank
there
you.
She go.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you never know. You know, there's always, I love this. They're always learning different things. So anyways, but so tell us about the sportswear.
Sportswear is a different take on going to the gym. We as women kind of get a little intimidated by other women going to the gym. So if you're in something a little looser maybe that hides a flaw that you're not so proud of, that you're at the gym to work out in, Almarie's goal is to make you feel good while you're working out. So we have some great sweatsuits and some really fun blinged out sports bras that you wouldn't mind, you know, if that shows, because anything to take away from, you know, our unattractive areas. So you'll be able to see that at our fashion show this weekend.
I've just pulled up your website. It's beautiful, beautiful lingerie. So pretty.
Thank you.
Now, you were mentioning during the break that you also customize lingerie for women who, you know, might want to tuck away some little life lumps or scars, or that you actually customize the lingerie for the women's body types, right?
Correct. And we do that in Ventura here. You can email us at allmarieinfo@gmail.com. And what we do is we'll do a personal consult with you. And if you want something
special. So do you actually have a place that does this?
I do.
Yeah,
they come to me because we have an online website, so I have a little area that we will meet up and we'll design something exclusively for you. It's a little bit more expensive, maybe about, you know, $100 more, because we have to really get what you want. But if you want something completely exclusive, Almarie is the place to get it. And remember, 10% of everything Almarie sells goes to Come On Mom. And this weekend we're actually doing 50% of
half of it.
Everything we sell will go directly
and
to Come On Mom.
And you say that actually helps local women.
Local women, yes.
How do they be a part of that?
They could actually just email us at comeonmominfo@gmail.com, and we will send them an application to get their prosthetic bra, and all they would need is their prescription from their doctor. As soon as they go to pick it up at their prosthetic center, we actually will just cut the check. We have nothing to do with, you know, any personal information. We are just supplying these women with the finances to purchase these bras.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being here, and I'm really excited to be a part of this. And what we will do is we're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
With Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Come alive.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm like ready for this weekend. How about you? Are you guys ready?
I am ready.
I'm telling you. You know what? It's sometimes you, I don't know, I move like so fast and so many things happening, but there is a point in time where you look at your life and you just have to kind of take a moment to really embellish in where you've been and where you've gone. And I'm going to, you know, I've been really trying to do that and really look at that. And so I urge all of you out there to really look at your journey and really look at who you are, because we all want to be good people and we all want to do good, but is that what we're representing? And it's really important. And so I thought we would talk a little bit about that, of, you know, how can we stay on target for who we really are? And Prudence, you want to help me out with that?
Well, you know what's perfect is I was thinking on the way up about the idea of modeling. And not modeling like on a runway show, but how we model out in the world to other people to empower them to do these things. So as we're talking about what we're doing for ourselves and really stepping into who we are, we actually model that to other people. I love, Amelia, what you're doing, because it is modeling out there in the world, taking what you love and your passion and then sharing it with others and doing that in such a valuable, important way. And that shows other people that might be, they might have their passion and their dream, but they're just kind of afraid to take that first step. They can see, wow, she did it. That's one more person who's done what I want to try and do. Maybe I can do this. And it's that modeling to other people to allow them to try things out.
And it is, you know, it's so important because, you know, as Amelia and I just met, as Prudence and I have known each other for a while now, when you start to, you know, when we were younger, we talked about this a little bit with between all of us, is, you know, you have that competition and all that. As we get a little more advanced in age, and I hope that, you know, my daughters who are younger and, you know, the younger generation can really understand this, that you don't need competition in your life anymore. There's enough people out there for all of us to be successful in whatever our gift is that we were brought here to do, and in our purpose. And I'm learning that every single day. And so it's so interesting to really stay on target with who you are and what model it is that you want to perceive. So I'd love to open up our lines. And, you know, in fact, I want to open up my text to 805-419-0008 or a line here where Matt can answer. And you don't have to be on air, but tell us what you're modeling out there. 805-639-0008. It's all about, are you being true to yourself, true to your family, true to your destiny? I mean, really, you know, and if you're not, maybe you need to reflect for a moment of why you're here. What is it that you want from this life, this time, this day, this moment? And really get back on target. Today is the day to get back on target.
Well, when you said that it's not as much about competition now in our lives, what it actually allows for then is really the development of mentors. So if you're not in a place that you really want to be in yet, or you're beginning to say, well, I want something different, look around in your life. Look to see if there's someone that you can ask to mentor you, someone who's been there or who's doing what you're wanting to do. And don't be afraid to ask. Often people are flattered that you've asked. And I think sometimes we get in our minds that, oh, they're going to not want me to do this because we'll be in competition together. And often, as you said, Kim, there's more than enough to go around, and your flair that you're going to put onto something's going to be different than theirs. So don't be afraid to step out and ask for a mentor. And if you don't really feel comfortable with that, or if you want to go, you know, deeper and in learning and such, that's where coaches come along. That's where there's therapists. There's so many different avenues. So if it's a business you want to start and there's business coaching, or if you're wanting to figure out why you can't get past a block, you know, such as the coaching I do is mindset reset coaching. There's so many different pieces to it. There are people out there that can help you. It's just you saying to yourself, I'm ready. I want to start taking those steps and beginning. You have to begin somewhere, and that's beginning by talking to yourself
to say it's time.
There you go. You know, one thing that I've done, and I always like to tell my listeners things that I do, I have started to do one thing every single day that I want to put off. And so I'm getting through my list of not to-do lists, but the things that you go, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, no, I better just get it done today. And once you do, it's like off your plate. And so, you know, we talked about that. The other thing that you had mentioned the other day, Prudence, is to actually set out an hour, right? Well, you say it, you know, of...
Yeah, give yourself... So we get so bogged down with everything that we have to do. If you gave yourself a designated hour in the day, and your family knows that's your hour, and that's your hour, maybe it's that you spend that hour of the day doing your craft or doing something that you love that helps you to unwind, but you know that you have that designated time, or it's your business. You're working full-time but wanting to start a business or wanting to do something new in research or school. Give yourself an hour so that every day you know, I have this hour from 8 to 9 at night or 9 to 10 or 5 to 6, whatever it is. And then that way you're not swimming all day long in those thoughts. You know, okay, I have that designated time for that. Great. Now let me get taken care of the other stuff I need to do. And then every day I know I have that day, that time. And what that allows for you is then to make steps in the direction that you're wanting to go because you've given yourself and honored that time for yourself.
You know, Amelia, you put together this whole empire, right? How did you do that? I mean, did you have some blocks? Did you have people telling you this will never work? Or what was your journey?
My journey was, I think everybody told me, this is crazy, Amelia. Your bras are crazy. I started out with a box of bras, and everybody was like, come on, there's Victoria's Secret. And I'm like, well, I know, but I can do this. And there was blockage, and I actually used to design things and tuck them away in my closet. And people would say, well, what have you been doing all day? And I said, well, I've been designing. Well, let me see. No. And I was afraid to be judged. And it was the biggest fear. And as soon as I overcame that fear.
That you don't, it doesn't matter what people think, right?
It didn't matter because there's going to be 10 people that just can't stand what you're doing, but there's going to be 100 people that love what you're doing.
So true. Absolutely. And that's really what I want to share to everyone out there, that it is okay to have people not feel okay with what you're doing, but you have to be bigger than that and feel it in your heart and your soul to say, I'm going on no matter what.
And we judge ourselves so much more than anyone else could ever judge us. And when we are, there's that step of bravery and stepping out and saying, okay, finally, I'm going to show somebody. And there's almost that first time, it's kind of that like in fear of, okay, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? And they start to say, well, I like it. And what's interesting then is often we say, yeah, but this could have been better and that could have been better. We start to judge ourselves more than what they're judging our designs or our topic or
whatever.
That's
that negative voice in your mind. And, you know, you have to almost just turn it around and say, I can do this. I am worthy of this, right? And again, I'm telling you, it's so important to have your support team of people telling you and saying to you, you know what? Stop that. You can do this. You are good at what you're doing.
One of my biggest things, though, is people ask me all the time, well, the so-called, what would you say, haters, I guess they say. They go, well, does that inspire you to be a better person? I said, no, I actually just cut them right out of my life because I don't want that negative energy around me. And so many people use that to make them a better person, but there is that negativity that you don't want anywhere near you.
Well, they say you're the average of the 5 people you hang around most. So if you want to keep lowering your average, hang around that negativity. What it actually, so back to this idea of modeling, what it actually does when you say, you know what, I'm going to kind of end those relationships or step away from them and focus elsewhere, you're actually modeling for them as well how to embrace what you want. Because often when people are, like you said, quote unquote, haters, there's actually a bit of defensiveness because they're not doing what they want or they're not seeing how that works for them. And so there's that uncomfortableness that people don't know how to deal with. So when you step forward and you have success, it's actually modeling to them, oh, well, if she could do it, maybe that thing I've always wanted to do, I can do too.
Yeah, and you call them haters, right? I think that's it. I almost want to change that because we are a positive talk radio show, is to put it as enviers. They're enviers. They really are. They envy what you're amazing gold that you feel that they haven't. And it's almost like a sadness. And so, yes. You know, it really is. And so if you have been looking at one of your friends or somebody in your family that you thought, God, how did she get there? Or how did he get there? Why did he? It's because they never saw the no. They never saw a downfall. They kept going with their dream. And all of you out there can do that too. Pick something that you are passionate about and keep going in that direction.
And never underestimate the power of you living your dreams. Though, you know, sometimes people just want to be the helper. Oh, I want to help that person so that they don't hate me so much. Or I want to help that person so that they can have what they want so they don't envy. And if they're just not ready, they're not ready. Never underestimate, though, the most powerful way for you to help someone else is for you to push forward living your dreams. And again, modeling that for other people. Because then they get to see that, wow, this really can work. Maybe I can try this too.
And I have to say that age has nothing to do with success. I actually am not as, you can't see me now, but I'm, you know, I'm not in my 40s or I haven't been doing this for 20 umpteen years. I'm a younger entrepreneur. And just to say, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 21, you know, 41, 61, you have to go after what you want. Because with my organization, we are helping someone else. And it didn't matter. My age just didn't matter. So I just want to tell people that.
I read a beautiful article yesterday that was talking about age. And, you know, there are some very young entrepreneurs. And then there are entrepreneurs who it's almost like the second career or third career in their lives. And they have great success. Martha Stewart was an example. She started out on Wall Street. It was in her 30s that she became this empire that she is. Famous Amos Cookies, I think he was in his 40s.
It doesn't matter age.
No,
is what you're saying. Yeah.
The gentleman who started JCPenney's, I heard once it was on a Paul Harvey show. I love Paul Harvey. But he was telling the story that the gentleman who started JCPenney's had actually been institutionalized for depression and all these different things. And I think it was in his 50s that he created JCPenney's. So you never know. You're absolutely right. There's no limitation by age.
You know, in fact, you just brought something to my mind. And over at the Center for Spiritual Living, actually tonight, Friday night, April 27th, this evening, from 7 to 9:30, there is Les Brown, and that's another amazing story.
He's a fantastic speaker.
Yeah, and what was his story? I mean, that was just, it was great.
I just love his story. His story was he was adopted, and he was told at a young age by a teacher that he was, like, uneducable, and that he was, you know, just going to be a failure and who knows what. And so he had that in his head until he had another teacher in life who said, that's nonsense. You knock that off. That is not true. And began to just help empower him as a young boy. And he just has, when talk about like a dynamic personality, if you have a chance to go listen to Les Brown, he's a phenomenal speaker. You can't help but just get swept away with his vibrancy. And he actually got his start out in the world. He wanted to be a disc jockey on the radio. And he said, I'm going to do whatever I can to get started. He started as a janitor in the radio station. So I won't tell all of his story. You can find it anywhere. But if you have a chance to go listen to him in over in Westlake Village at the Center for Spiritual Living this evening, give yourself that gift.
Yeah, and you know what? If you mention the Kim Pagano show and that you heard it on here, there'll be a $10 discount at the door. But also, I would love you to go on Saturday night to the Come On Mom and over at Sugar Beets, right? And it starts at 6 o'clock. And we're going to give away tickets, right?
We are going to give away tickets. And if you're not lucky enough to win the tickets, you can still buy the tickets at www.djdivineinthemix.com.
Okay.
Or if you can't figure out how to get them, you can go to our Twitter page at @AllMarie.
Okay. And you can also email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com and let me know that you are interested in tickets. So let's open up our lines right now at 805-639-0008. And we will give away two tickets for Saturday night to have dinner and fashion show and party, and it's all about all of that, right?
Yes, and the party is for 21 and over.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Everyone, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that everybody got their tickets. And if you need any more tickets, again, go to
DJDivineInTheMix.com.
Okay, perfect. So, and you know, we were talking about how hard is it to really put together a company like that, an organization?
It is not, I'm not going to lie and say it's easy. It is a hard. It is a hard venture, but if you're ready for the journey, just take your first step. And that was the hardest thing for me.
Biggest supporter?
I would have to say my biggest supporter, obviously, was my mom and a very good friend of mine who has been behind me through everything. His name is Steve, and he has just been there to say, you know, you cannot give up. So many people
did you ever feel like you wanted to give up at any point? Every day.
even to this day, I have a box of Kleenex, and it is, when they say, you know, sweat and tears, that's what an organization is. It's not an easy journey. That's why so many people will not take it. But the reward to see the women that we were helping, that's what gets me through this.
One of the things I say is there's nothing more personal than starting your own business. Because you're putting, like you said, your blood, sweat, and tears. You're putting your beliefs, you're putting your money, you're putting your time, you're putting your energy out there. And it's a very vulnerable place to be. And it's extremely rewarding. There are hard steps to it, and it's doable. It's doable. So just you can only begin by beginning. It's the only way to start.
And so what was your first step? How did you begin?
My first initial step was finding what I loved and creating that into something that could generate a profit. And that was all Marie. Come On Mom is something completely different. And what I've really tried to do is not be the other organizations that really pull a lot more funding for personal use and completely fund Come On Mom.
And so, All Marie, how long has that been going on?
That's been going on for 3 years, and we're just really starting to hit, everybody in Ventura County and outside the counties. And it was about finding the right people. And they say you have to know the right people. Well, you are who you hang around with.
Right. Yeah.
So it was, for me, everything in business has to be straight as a pin. I can hand this company over to my children, and they can open it up and say, wow, Mom was an amazing businesswoman and doing everything just you know, crossing your T's and dotting your I's is a big, big thing in business for me.
It really is. And I love that. So, wow. Well, again, where does everybody find your AllMarie, first of all?
They can go to AllMarie.com.
Okay.
And most people who want something personal and custom, it's really only for people in Ventura County because that's where I am and I'm the designer. So you can reach me on my Twitter at AllMarie or on Facebook at Amelia Marie AllMarie.
Okay.
And we'd love to meet with you. And if you are someone who wants a prosthetic bra, please contact me and we will get one for you. And there's no personal information that will be, you know,
distributed
anywhere.
Yeah.
It's completely private.
And if we have, if we have a friend or somebody that we know, are we able to put their names in?
You are able to put their names in. You're able to give the organization their information. And they would
just gift it?
We would contact them because there is a prescription necessary to get one of these prosthetic bras. And if they, you know, if they wanted it, we would just go ahead and give that to them, and we would send all the proper applications out to the friend or to the cancer survivor.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being a part of my show. And Prudence, Mindset Reset, how do we find you?
We can go to my website at www.mindsetreset.com, and you can get to sign up for a newsletter and for the free teleseminars that I have a couple times a month. And so that's the best way to reach me.
Very good.
Mindset Reset.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. I have an amazing barbecue and weekend. I want some salsa. And to all my listeners out there, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And, of course, if you want to be a part of our show, give me a call at 805-419-0008. My show is sponsored, and that's how I'm on here. And I thank all my sponsors for being a part of it. I want to let everybody know that definitely take advantage of the Blues Festival. It's going to be an amazing weekend out there. With that, also, Come On Mom, and I will be out there joining both of those. So definitely, I've always loved adding value every day in every way. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is a laugh a day cures everything. Find something to be happy about, and really, your life will turn around, and, you know, you'll watch things start to be happy all around you. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later. I'm feeling sexy and